On the show today, we have Phylene's very own Taylor Nelms and the University of North Carolina's Dr. Mai Nguyen talking about Phylene's Center of Community Social Impact and how it will measure and help enhance credit union social impact within the communities they serve nationwide. So really good stuff here. Check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Well, let's talk about something really cool that you guys are doing here. And it all revolves around your centers of excellence at Phylene. And the newest one here is Phylene Center for Community Social Impact. And Taylor, I'm going to let you go first here just to give us a quick description of it. And then Mai, I'll bring you in and give us some details and your part in it. So Taylor, give us the kind of the 30-second elevator speech here on this latest Center of Community Social Impact.
Yeah, the Center for Community Social Impact is the newest of Phylene's Centers of Excellence. These are longitudinal research centers that will tackle issues of direct relevance to credit unions and especially to credit union members. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about this center in particular because we're going to be working with Dr. Nguyen to measure, expand, and demonstrate credit union social impact to help them develop strategic advantages in the communities they serve and really become catalysts for positive community transformation.
Excellent.
So, we've got a long road ahead of us. This is a 5-year center. We're excited to, thank the credit unions and other organizations that have stepped up to sponsor this center. That includes Callahan and Associates, mm-hmm. Lake Trust, Summit Credit Union, Washington State Employees Credit Union, and Redwood Credit Union. All of those organizations will be working with to learn together about how credit unions can really leverage their mission as well as their financial services products, their business model for positive community change.
Indeed. And Mai, what is your role in all of this? Obviously, you're the latest Phylene fellow here, and this is kind of your area of specialty as well. So what is your role in all of this?
So I get to lead the research on this. I get to craft the ideas in collaboration with an advisory group as well as the staff of Phylene. But we get to kind of structure what the center works on and then carry out that research. So it's really exciting because it does bring in my passions in having community social impact mm-hmm. and transformative change.
Yeah, you talked about, I've read all the background information on this. Thank you for that, Taylor, for sending that stuff over. And Mai, you talked about the geography of destiny, like you're interested in this part. Can you explain that and then how it will play a role in this project?
Sure. So I study neighborhoods, housing and neighborhoods. And what we've learned as housing scholars is that the neighborhood you're born into has a tremendous impact on your outcomes. Neighborhoods affect the schools that you go to, affect your access to health care. It affects the appreciation of your housing, which then might impact your ability to go to college if your parents can afford to take money out of their equity of their home, right? So it has this compounding and collective impact on shaping outcomes for kids and adults. And so we don't want to say that it's deterministic, but it certainly has a huge, sizable impact on future outcomes.
Indeed. And Taylor, how does this all work for credit? How will you guys measure a credit union's social impact here? What parameters, what requirements are you guys looking at here?
That's part of the research, Mike, is we're going to be looking, baselining what credit unions do today to understand their impact on members' well-being, household well-being, but also more broadly on the sort of trajectory of change in communities. You know, I think what's really exciting about the collaboration with Mai is her expertise and understanding the impact of community belonging, resilience and inclusion in communities, community partnerships, municipal partnerships can really help us understand what credit unions can do, not just as financial services providers, but as community organizations, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Credit unions have long been a part of the neighborhoods that they serve, right? That their members themselves belong to. And so the opportunity here is for credit unions to really be very strategic about the ways that they interact with their communities, the services that they offer, and the philanthropic work that they do and the partnerships that they develop with local organizations. So we know that credit unions have an impact in the financial services that they deliver. We have measurements, member benefit measurements, to understand the differences in interest rates that they offer, the differences in fees that they assess, the broader kinds of things that they do around financial coaching and financial literacy and financial well-being. And I think that what we can do is build out a more holistic understanding of what credit unions can do as community organizations to be able to support their communities through the philanthropic side of the house, as well as through the financial services side of the house.
Oh, and this seems like this is like the credit union wheelhouse too. I mean, this research is really going to be just kind of a natural progression, or just what credit unions do naturally, basically. So it sounds like it's going to be incredibly beneficial, especially when the results start pouring in, right?
Yeah, Mike, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about your experience, you know, thinking about community capital, right? And the role of capital in, you know, making a difference for people and financial services providers and supporting them.
So one of the reasons why this project to me is so exciting is I work with communities that don't have capital, right? They're distressed. There's not investment in these communities. And then now I get to work with the institutions that hold that power, that have that capital. And so linking those two groups together in and of itself is going to be very powerful. Mm-hmm. But I think that in terms of building capital can be seen in a number of different ways. There's human capital, mm-hmm. things like education that can help individuals then achieve more economic mobility. There's social capital, the fabric of the community, the ties that bind community members together. And then there's financial capital, the funding to put a down payment on a house, and the ability to get an affordable mortgage. When you combine all of those different types of capital in a community, mm-hmm. you can really make a tremendous impact in things like breaking the cycle of poverty. Right?
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, and I think that one of the one of the things that we're excited to dig in with Mai and her team of collaborators at UNC and many of the credit unions that we work with is to understand, you know, what is it that credit unions are already doing? Mm-hmm. We've done a little bit of this work already to kind of landscape the kind of world of credit union social impact. And what we're seeing is there's a real sea change happening in the ways that credit unions are approaching social impact. No longer is it something that's kind of, you know, shelved over on, you know, one side of the headquarters. Many, many credit unions are putting it right at the center of their value proposition and market differentiation. I mean, this is a real powerful opportunity for credit unions to differentiate themselves from other financial services providers, and really grow as organizations, as businesses.
Yeah, what are some of the goals of this project? What do you guys want to, what's the end all be all achieve here? What do you guys want to achieve here? Mai, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah, I think helping credit unions do what they already do a little bit more strategically and intentionally. Okay. Right, aligning their banking services with their philanthropy in order to have more social impact. So we know that credit unions are already doing this work, but how can we help them to do it better? And then how can we measure it? You know, how do we measure this? What are the metrics to show that progress is being made in terms of social impact? So that's mm-hmm. also one way the center can help with that, is to come up with metrics and to be able to provide some best practices in order to do so. But then also to identify credit unions that are doing this well and amplifying what they do so that there's this transmission of knowledge mm-hmm. across credit unions, right? So I think that those are some of the key things that we'd like to accomplish with the center.
And if you don't know this already, Mai, that I'm sure you do, but credit unions are the king of collaborators. So they really enjoy talking to each other. So when somebody's doing something good, then that word will spread and so on and so on. So this is going to spread like wildfire once they find that template that works really, really well. Is that what you're going to find as well, Taylor? Is like, once you find that successful template, who's doing it well, then everybody's going to want to do that. So it's,
yeah, that's just the goal with all of our centers of excellence, right, is to move credit unions to action. So, you know, when we think about the kinds of impact that we want this center, all of our centers to have, we think about, you know, expanded knowledge and awareness. We think about changed practices and processes. Mm-hmm. And then we think about, this is the hardest one, systemic change and transformation. Yep. So how do we achieve that tipping point where, you know, credit unions are crowding in around solutions, proven solutions, evidence-based solutions. And, you know, that includes solutions around how you measure and demonstrate. And it also includes solutions around how do you get strategic, as I said, in order to target, you know, your financial services, your philanthropic activity, your volunteering activity, and all of that to really make a difference in terms of the downstream effects of poverty and inequality, right? How do you target the causes, right? The root causes of poverty and inequality. And I think credit unions are in a position today to make a dramatic difference in the lives of their members and more broadly in the communities that their members belong to.
Indeed. I want to talk about the timing of this project. And like you said, Taylor, at the top of the show, it's a five-year project, but what a year to start something like this. Has this year had any effect on how you guys kind of laid out the plans or any type of planning with this? Taylor, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that, you know, at Filene, we've always been fortune tellers in one sense or another. So, you know, I don't want to say that I saw the pandemic coming, but no, I'm kidding. Certainly, I think what the pandemic has done across all of our centers of excellence is not so much change our plans as accelerate them. Mm-hmm. The needs have deepened and intensified, and the trends that we've seen, whether they're technology trends, whether they're trends in terms of, you know, financial well-being, financial struggle, inequality, and poverty, those have also accelerated and deepened. So, you know, when I look back at the last 6 months, you know, certainly I think a lot about, you know, children running around my house while I'm working, but I'm also thinking broadly about the kinds of system change that that this center wants to target and address.
Right. What about from your perspective, Mai? How has this year kind of affected the planning stages or even the beginnings of the execution stages of this project?
No, I think for me, even nationally, that you don't need to make the case that we have structural inequality. I think everybody has this baseline understanding. Mm-hmm. Before this pandemic and before, you know, just the social issues that are arising right now around race, I think you had to make an argument, right, for that this was happening. And you just don't anymore. And I think that we are at a point in which institutions that have the power to turn this around are really committed to change. And I think this is the perfect time for this type of center, really. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with you. Yeah. I think if anything, it's really amplified what's going on in our country and how credit unions can really step up to help. And you guys doing this project is just icing on the cake. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how it progresses for sure. And Taylor, and the credit unions who are involved, what is their role besides supporting it? But what is their, do they have a specific role as well? Are they really ingrained in this and going along for the entire ride here? Or what's their role?
Well, I would say that, you know, they're not the only credit unions that have, you know, really taken leadership and action on this topic of community mm-hmm. social impact, but they are certainly among the credit unions who are most invested, most advanced, most progressive in the ways that they're attacking some of the problems that this center will attack. And that includes, you know, I would say, you know, when I think about, you know, in particular, Redwood Credit Union, which was the first credit union to step up to say, you know what, this is the center that we really we want to get behind, we want to contribute financially too, but we also want to be involved in the research.
Right.
You know, Redwood has been at the leading edge of dealing with natural disasters, especially the, you know, in particular, the wildfires in Northern California. And Mai has a lot of experience in working on questions of how do you build community resilience in the face of what she calls, I'll let her talk about it, but what she calls fast-moving disasters, right, that are amplified by slow-moving disasters. So, you know, Mai, as you think about the possibilities there of working with some of the credit unions, you know, as you think about Redwood and what they've gone through with some of the fires, you know, what opportunities do you see in sort of deepening our understanding of how credit unions can help build resilient communities?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Taylor, for that. No, I think in times of non-disaster times, the credit unions can really build that capital in these distressed or vulnerable communities, right? Which would then buffer them from these fast-moving disasters, mm-hmm. fires, hurricanes, storms, because they would have the capacity to endure them. They would have the resources. They would have the social ties to government or nonprofits, right? They would be able to recover more quickly. You know, the damage may not be as impactful, and then they will recover more quickly from what I call these fast-moving disasters. So I think that there's kind of two ways, right? It's before the disaster that credit unions can really assist communities to kind of build them up to be stronger, mm-hmm. and then after a disaster to come in and to really think about how they can support vulnerable communities to recover.
Yeah,
I think that...
Go ahead.
Sorry, Mike. I was just going to jump in and just say, you know, I think that the credit unions then that are involved are really, you know, they help us in a number of ways. I think that they help us identify some of those best practices and examples, you know, just like Redwood, you know, in dealing with some of those fast moving disasters in Northern California. They're going to help on the data front. And here we're really excited to be working with Callahan and Associates, which is a leading, research organization in the credit union space. Mm-hmm. We often like to joke that, you know, two Eds are better than one, right? Ed Filene and Ed Callahan together, you know, in terms of research and data collection, you know, you can't get two better organizations in the credit union space than those two together. And we're also really excited to work with these credit unions to identify some of the best ways to take research insights and translate them into action. Mm-hmm. Right? So credit unions are, you know, really important partners and understanding what it is that's going to move credit union leaders and credit union organizations to action. And here Mai actually has a great deal of experience too in thinking really creatively about the kinds of research outputs that matter. So maybe we can ask her too to sort of reflect on her experiences in doing that kind of research translation.
Sure. I'll just say that as an academic, having access to good data is just so important and so exciting, right? We're constantly trying to get data. But to answer Taylor's question about creative products, I think that oftentimes we think about kind of the traditional products, but I like to think about ways in which we can connect the public, not just activate their brains, but also activate their hearts, their empathy, so that they can become involved in social change. Mm-hmm. So I've put on live studio productions around my research, and also immersive installations where people can go into a 7-screen panel and work with videos and interviews, but also Google Earth to learn about certain topics. And I did this project around In the Shadows of Ferguson, where it was about racial segregation, and I used storytelling and film and maps to help people understand the impact of segregation. So I think that we can think more creatively about what products are created through this center.
Yeah, I think the results of this, or gosh, even just the beginnings of the findings, are going to benefit credit unions extraordinarily. I think it's just, this stuff is, again, it's right in their wheelhouse. And like you said earlier, Mai, it's just going to really step up their game in this area. It's just going to help them make it even do better. So I'm really excited to see where this goes. And the great thing, Taylor, about Filene's Centers of Excellence, you guys just don't talk about it. You guys really walk the talk. You guys are really all about execution and really, you know, pushing credit unions out there to do some fantastic work, which we have seen this year and the years past as well. So kudos to you guys for that. And my final question here is for you, actually for you, Taylor, is can more credit unions participate in this, or and if so, how can they participate?
Yeah, there's going to be lots of opportunities for credit unions to participate.
Cool.
First of all, you know, Filene is always eager to partner with credit unions at, you know, really at high levels. So folks who are interested and in getting involved, they should reach out to us, reach out to me. Really excited to have that conversation. As Mai said, data is gold, right? Mm-hmm. So especially in this area where we're really trying to understand, you know, what is it that moves the needle for communities and what is it that really moves the needle for credit unions in terms of, you know, demonstrating their impact. There's a ton of opportunity for us to work with credit unions to gather good data. And then finally, you know, I invite credit unions who, you know, those who are looking to either get started on this journey of, you know, measuring and demonstrating social impact, or those who are well along that journey and have made some investments in that area and maybe have some best practices to share or case studies to share, you know, I'm really excited to be able to hear from them. So, you know, invite participation from credit unions across, you know, all of those areas. And I would say a good place to start is actually go watch In the Shadows of Ferguson.
Okay.
It's available on the internet. It's an amazing performance, multimedia performance. And I think really will give you a taste of what's to come for this center. So it's
okay, I'm writing that down right now. In the Shadows of Ferguson. All right, good. I'll include that in the show notes. Is there like a YouTube link or something like that? Or
I can send you a link, yes.
That would be awesome. Thank you, Mai. Thank you. Yeah, I'll put that in the show notes so people can get a quick look at that as well. And this is fantastic, guys. I love these centers of excellence and just what they do for the industry. They're just so beneficial. And that's an understatement for sure. Last question here. Anything else to add, either one of you? Mai, do you have anything else to add here? Any final words of wisdom?
Well, I'm just really excited to be a part of this center and to be a part of Filene and to have something positive happen in 2020.
It does feel good maybe to head into Thanksgiving and then to December with to launching this center, because I do feel like it gets me excited, and I hope it'll get folks in the industry excited as well.
Agreed. Yeah, just one more arrow in this really beneficial quiver that you guys have created at Filene to really do some great work in this industry. So kudos to you guys for doing this. Look forward to checking back in periodically to see how this is going and really keep this momentum going and get more and more credit unions involved as well. Because the more the merrier, you know, like you said, the more data you have, the better you can do. So appreciate the time, Mai. Thank you very much. Taylor, thank you
for having me, Michael. It was
a pleasure. You're welcome. All right, guys, I'll let you get going. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Mike.